Kablooey, kablowy, kaboom, boom, bowie. We back with the episode after we've been gone for so long. I ain't gonna hold you. We had some some technical difficulties with my ass. I'm not gonna lie, but we back with that one. But go ahead.
And what was last week?
My birthday.
Your birthday.
I'm 22. I'm an old ass man, but guess what? Sunday, this nigga over here might be ancient, old as hell.
No, I'm not.
Old as hell.
Not that gonna be that old.
But I think you got what, 4 years till you're 30? Three? Oh yeah.
I wouldn't say the number.
Yeah. Oh well. We're gonna say 27. We're just gonna say you're. Gonna be a big 27, almost 30 year old. Oh, almost 30. All right, so shout out to Gemini. We Gemini squad. Shout out to the Geminis. You know, yeah. Gemini. this man over here having problems with his microphone. Over here trying to RKO it and shit.
We're good.
All right, you good? All right. but I got one question, bro. This shit pissed me off all day, bro. I was at work. I ain't gonna explain what I was doing, but I go, you feel me? Move the box in this bin, right? They don't even have it folded over or no tape or nothing on it, right? It's just like folded. Like it's regularly folded with no tape. Mm. It got little individual Play-Doh things in there, bro. They fell out, bro. The whole top of the box fell out, bro. I had to pick it up, bro. That shit pissed me off all fucking day, bro. Because who in their right mind puts a box sideways that has no coverage on top, that has little individual fucking Play-Doh things in there? There's like 60 of them in there. And at least like 20 of them fell out. That shit pissed me off. Made me really mad. But I picked them up, put them back in the box. I didn't want to do nothing real too crazy because, you know, lose my job. I didn't want to do that. I just picked them up, put them back in the box.
Sure. I seen someone get hit with in the face with a can of a Lysol. Tell me why, like, I see it, right? Never mind.
But anyway, we be seeing motherfuckers get fucked up.
She was okay, though. She was fine. I made sure before I laughed.
No. We're not just saying particular. We just see motherfuckers get fucked up, period. Like, yeah. And we be seeing motherfuckers run themselves over, and boy, we see a lot of crazy shit.
Ring his foot over it.
Nigga was pulling a pallet today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, ran his foot over it, man. Ran his foot over.
Hey, when I run my ankle over with a cart or something.
Bro, ran his whole foot over. Mm-hmm. Like, we coming in. We look, we see nigga. He pulling it, bro. He a customer walking is what he moved. Bro, he got to stop because their customer in the aisle, bro. The pallet, the two wheels, both the wheels, like, over his foot. Bro, ooh. He just stand there for a minute. And then he push it off. I'm just like, he a trooper.
Mm, what was he pulling?
Or cat litter and shit? Yeah.
Yeah, that got to be at least a couple hundred pounds. Not more.
Couple hundred?
Well, it depends how big it was, how much it was on there.
More than a couple hundred, big dog.
Well, I don't know how big the pallet was.
Like a good full pallet.
Mm. Mm-mm. Yeah. His toes are broke.
Nah, he's fine.
I'm gonna teach you how these fall off.
Oh, Lord. Pick your toes up. Pick them up. Go to the hospital.
He ain't got no toes.
Pick it up. Microphone. All right. Yeah, I know you heard that little
thing you're rubbing on the microphone.
Well, what are you What do you get for the podcast? Since you're the really special guest because your birthday's coming up, so I'm gonna let you take it over. You're gonna be the host for a little bit.
All right, I'll be the host. Okay. All right. So, final basketball finals.
Pacers are.
They're too young.
Too young.
Yeah, you're too young.
Pretty beat.
Huh? You're too young. Not enough experience.
Not enough experience. Knicks.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just that the Celtics are, if they would hit half their shots that they're supposed to fucking make, that'd be immaculate. They just out there shooting wide open shots, not making them. So they're average team.
True.
The team I'm depressed about is the Wolves.
I don't know. I thought that was gonna be a good series, Game 7 series, but I guess we'll go at 5. The Mavs just need to get that done.
They do, cause Luka and Kyrie are gonna be fucked up by the time June 6th come, and the Celtics are gonna run all over them motherfuckers, cause they've been sitting on resting for. What, 3 days now?
Was it when they finished up like 2 days ago?
Yeah, so it'd be 3 days today.
Yeah.
And they play
the 6th.
You gotta think. That lasts
next week.
Yeah. So they're gonna have 2 weeks of rest. Mm. Almost full 2 weeks. And whoever win this one, either if they take it to Game 7.
But Thursday is the 6th, so yeah, it'd be like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so whoever, if they take this shit to 7, well, I'm not saying that they're going to, but if that game, if it goes all the way to 7, whoever going to win that 7th game ain't going to have no rest.
Nope. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm.
And Ant-Man don't want to lose right now, so he going to push his hardest. He going to push Kyle Anderson, he going to push Carl Anthony Towns, he going to try to purse Rudy, is this.
I don't think, if they win, they're not going to. I think if they win, they're going to get swept.
I don't think they're gonna get swept, but
I don't think the Wolves going 4-11 in a row.
That's gonna be a tough one. Yeah, that's a real tough one, cause
you gotta think that's basically like 11 days straight playing basketball. That's crazy,
bro. And that's the part with the finals that you play. Get a day off, play, get a day off, play, get a day off. Mm-hmm. It's just like playoffs, so it's like you in there playing hard consistently and you in there fucking hurting.
You got to think next day, too, you got to get up early and practice because you know you got to change something and do something better. So mm-hmm. You're going to have to get up early. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's like basically 22 days of playing basketball. That's great. Give me NFL and give me my offseason.
That's why you guys think, like, in reality, who's in better shape, basketball players or football players?
100% basketball players.
Are we sure about that? Why?
Look at the, like, LeBron.
But he's different, though. Like, he used to play football. Like he used to be a athlete,
yeah,
like that.
But like, look how his body's like transformed year to year from playing.
But
NFL players, like, just like think about tackles and stuff. As soon as they leave the NFL, they get skinny.
I mean, yeah, because that's because they don't have to do that no more. They got that weight because that's their position. So you gotta think. So like, put DK. You could put DK in playing basketball. You could put Julio Jones because Julio Jones played basketball. Shit like that, like Tyreek. I feel like Tyreek could play basketball. Jalen Waddle could play, like, players like that. I feel like them niggas could play basketball because they like
Tyreek be fast.
Tyreek be fast as fuck. DK Metcalf, bro, he's big as fucking fast as hell, bro. Like,
anybody honest
on the field, bro, he fast.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, DK would be like Giannis playing basketball,
bro. But fuck that, put Giannis on the football field.
Tight end.
Fuck no. Put him as my why. Yo.
No, he can be tight end.
Nope. give me a fucking Calvin Johnson, but taller over that bitch. And this nigga's strides are like, I don't know, how long is a fucking basketball court? Something 100 feet. So he runs like 50 feet and like 4 steps. Give me that. Ooh. I know them corners going to lock it down, but throw that bitch high, bro. Mm-hmm. Bro, his hands are huge. Bro, he can't grab that. Bro, he palms a basketball. Ugh. Give me him as my fucking number 2 receiver over there. I'm sending him on a streak. I don't give a fuck. You put 4 niggas on him. He better jump up and catch that bitch. He don't catch that bitch, I'm cutting him first play.
You know who number 1 receiver is?
Who?
Fucking Wembanyama.
Oh, Wembanyama?
He's number 1, bro. Ain't no one got you over him.
I'm not throwing the ball to him.
Why?
He's too fragile. You see his body tone? Give me like a Ryan Clark back there.
Bro, he got 6-3 corners on him, though. Who gonna hit him?
Huh? Yeah, but there ain't no corners to hit out there.
Man, you ain't jump up your nut shot.
Get flicked right in the goddamn sack. Just like, go down your helmet.
I was gonna headbutt you.
Bro, but 7-3 or 7-4, 7-5, however tall.
Yeah, 7-5, I think.
He's only like 200 pounds, ain't he? 220, maybe? No.
Well, Maggie, you push him to bench press and squat?
Get some weight on him, yeah, but not now, bro. He's too fragile. Bro, them safeties come out that goddamn boy. They light his ass up. As soon as he go to jump, cram! He gonna fall, bro. Breaking 8 ribs, his fucking back, his spinal cord.
You just bring him in when you're in the red zone. He's gotta run a...
Huh?
He's gonna run a fade.
Run a fucking fade? On the red zone?
Yeah, you better run.
Nigga, they playing zone coverage. He getting picked off.
No.
Cuz getting picked off.
You better throw it high. If he don't throw it high.
They hitting him underneath.
No, that's a foul, bro.
Bullshit.
If he threw the ball up and I'm trying to jump up for the ball, you just hit me. That's illegal. You hit me for the ball.
No, you got to hit him when he catch it. Bro, he's 7'5". You got to realize. You got to realize. He long. So his arms are up here. So by the time he hit... They can hit him, bro. By the time he catches, they can hit him.
Okay, but he beggars hold on.
Just does this look on. Like a Tony Gonzalez?
What if his bottom half just get ripped off?
Bro, his fucking legs are going to be flying over there look like noodles.
His bottom half just be gone. His stomach's laying in his own with the ball. Like, huh?
Give me him on a motherfucking 50, and I put him on a fucking fade. And the corner is like, I got the safety over there. I got the bench safety.
Bench.
Yeah, that's what we gotta call him. You feel me? Because he had the bench. If we call him here, we call him the field. Uh-oh. Bench, field, like corners. Field, corner, bench, corner. In corner, out corner.
No, we never did that.
You never did inside corner, outside corner. No. It's called field and bench. Nigga, what? You played DN, right? What position you play? What position you play for? DN.
Yeah.
So you never heard of the bench guard, no, the bench tackle and the field tackle?
Mm-mm.
Z, that's the one that's furthest away from you is the bench. The one furthest away, like, say we lined up in a man-to-man, you're my corner.
Mm-hmm.
You're beating the field corner, right? And say you got a corner all the way yonder. That's the bench corner.
What the fuck why am I the field?
Because you're in front of me.
Am I the closest? Or?
Yeah, you're the closest, so you're the field. So they count the but that means safety terms, so it's like, they really use that in safety terms, so it's like you got the bench safety and the field safety. Mm. So the field, it's like the strong safety and the free safety. The free safety over there wandering, that's the bench safety.
Oh.
The strong safety is the field safety.
Yeah, see, we just did strong side.
I mean, that's what it is, because ours was like money and some other crazy shit, but it's the field safety, bro. You get a field safety, bro. He run over there fucking killing Wembanyama, bro. He's fucking... Give me a Ryan Clark, G. He's fucking flattening them, bro.
Oh, man. Brian Dockles in the league.
Bro, that's not even a fair. He's going out in a stretcher, bro. His spleen is ruptured, G. This going to be like some blitz shit, bro. He's going to break him in half, G. He sent Terrell Owens on out. Like, bro, no. Mm-hmm. Nigga, no. I wouldn't want to get hit by him. Bro, I don't give a fuck how big I was, G. I don't give a fuck about Derrick Henry. Just like when they was talking about Derrick Henry and Ryan Clark meeting in the hole. And Derrick Henry had all that hopes talking about he running him up. I don't know about that big dog. Ryan Clark and Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You mean in the hole?
I think Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark.
Play for
26 from the Steelers.
Yeah, I think
Think Henry got it?
I think Henry got him on that one. Now, Brian Dawkins or like...
Nigga, Earl, we talking about someone Cam that Chancellor? Hit like... No. We talking about someone that hit like Brian Dawkins. Bro, listen. On the outside, on the outside run, on that little cutback shit, I give D. Henry all that. Boy, because all that power he got from his leg, oh yeah, he run that nigga over. But in the hole, with him, with Ryan Clark coming 13 yards down, shooting that gap, bro, I give it to him all the way, bro, because Derrick Henry ain't got that momentum coming out the back. Gee, getting his shit popped. But we not see what Patrick Queen be doing to that nigga?
Well, Patrick Queen's also built. He's bigger than...
Bro, he's a linebacker.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We're talking about a fucking safety who's running 13 yards, full sprint, that can run like a, we're going to say a 4.5, a 4.4, 4.5 something. And this nigga weighs like a 230 average. D, that's like a miniature car hitting you. Bless you. Thank
you. See, I never really remember Ryan Clark. Think safety. Pittsburgh Steelers, you know what I think of?
True Pro Mother.
I don't think of Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark.
I don't know. I never really thought of
Look, he was crazy. He was crazy. All right, we're going to put... All right, since that, we're going to put... We'll put back there.
Let's put Mika. There. Mika and Mika Henry. I got Mika.
Mika do hit that. Huh? Mika Fitzpatrick and Derrick Henry in the hole? Bro, are you out of your fucking mind, bro? D is running his shit over. Derrick Henry is running... He's not going to Nick Chubb him, bro. He's not going to Nick Chubby.
What if he up top hit him like?
Bro, oh my god, he's getting tossed, bro. Mika's small compared to Derrick Henry.
I don't know.
Give me an actual hard hitting safety that we got now, right now. None. Let me give you a couple.
Hard hitting safeties.
Mm-hmm. Hufanga from the Niners. Is Humphrey considered a corner or safety?
Marvin Humphrey?
Yeah.
Brother.
Ravens.
He's a
corner, I think. I don't know, bitch hit hard.
Man, I think they do have a good safety.
Mika Fitzpatrick do hit kind of hard, too, but I ain't going to hold it. He hit kind of hard. But he just not do hard-hitting safety like them niggas.
True. He's more recovered.
Yeah, he not like no...
I don't know. He's good, though.
He's in top, what, top six? Top five, top six? Mm-hmm. For corners, though? You know who I got who hit hard as hell? Boy, Darius Slay.
Cool. Ooh, I forget who gets drafted, that dude in that one corner. I never seen his college tape, he hit hard. I forget who drafted him then.
Damn, I want to see. I just want to see a matchup for real. Give me Ray Lewis. Right. Ray Lewis. And CMC. Who you think going to win that?
Ray Lewis and CMC?
Mm-hmm.
CMC is going to be like, wee. He's going to run around him. He's going to avoid him as much as possible.
Who was like a real power back for real? Real power running back.
Remember that dude from the, there was a dude from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but you could go,
Brian Urlacher?
Oh, Marshawn Lynch. He was power.
Versus Ray Lewis? Who you got? Beast mode Ray Lewis.
I got Ray Lewis.
With beast mode on his Skittles? No, you mean beast mode.
Mm-mm.
Nigga ran a whole team over.
Yeah, but you see what he did to Jerome Bettis, bro.
The bus. He was ass for real.
You see what he did to him, though, bro.
Come on. He was really terrible for real, though.
True.
But nigga really wasn't, bro. The nigga was big and couldn't run shit over for real, bro. He called the bus for no. He was running little niggas over. Nigga was out there getting popped by like Steve Atwater and shit, bro. Like he flatlined him, G. Like.
Look like when you were like fifth grade, you the biggest kid in class.
Bro, get flatlined. Bro, like, you get flatlined by the smallest kid out there that got picked last. Like, you just out there getting, bam! They just like, oh, Lord. Like, hell nah, bro. Like, nah. That's what I said about, what the fuck's his name? Fuck's that receiver's name. Bro, he big, bro. He tall as hell, bro. He tall as fuck. Nigga soft, though. Fuck nigga name, bro. Kardavious Toney.
Oh, bro, yeah.
He's soft. Soft. Claypool, soft. He can be big 6'4". He don't even look 6'4". Mm-mm. He look like 6'6".
That hair probably make him 4 foot.
Bro, motherfuckers look like Skittle Diddles at work, bro.
Oh, what is that?
A Skittle Diddle?
Yeah.
Like a jug?
Who's like a jug?
All them, like them. Tweakers at work, bro. Man, it just be the motherfuckers that come in there with that a negative ass attitude, bro. Like, start coming here with a negative ass attitude. We at work. Bitch, enjoy that you getting paid. Fuck, nigga.
Fucking paid? Be alive. Shit, at least you woke up this morning.
Some of them motherfuckers probably wish that they didn't.
I know, but damn. Still.
They come in there hating America, motherfucker. They hate the whole world.
True, but if you don't want to come into work, you don't have to.
Huh? I mean, what's the point of getting a job?
We got to, really. You got bills. Can't be homeless.
Then what's the point of not coming to work?
What's the point of being a bad mood about it?
Exactly. So just scratch your ass to get glad, motherfucker. You here to pay your bills. Motherfuckers be coming there hating life. Mm-mm. Stop it. Mm-mm. Get some help.
Do what makes you happy. That's why I do right after I get off work. Take your happy medicine, then you're happy. What's your problem, sir? Ooh.
Sir, I am not obligated to talk about stuff.
It's
about on the coordinates of code 53 backwoods / Fonto Leaf.
What the fuck? I thought you brought bring me a dictionary. I said, huh? You care?
Damn. But motherfuckers really be getting roasted at work, though. They be roasting my money. They be getting roasted. But, bro, so many customers, like, bro, motherfuckers close at 11 o'clock at night, bro. Motherfuckers should see the motherfucking creatures that come in the store. Motherfuckers look like pterodactyls. Motherfucking gargoyles and motherfucking possums and shit. Fucking weasels.
Fucking Sonic.
Motherfucking Sonic the Hedgehog, motherfucking
the yellow one.
Tails.
That fucking tails.
Got Tails, Knuckle, and Sonic.
Yeah.
Fuck Batman. Fuck Batman.
Hey, what to do with the Undertaker? You're walking to Earth.
You're just dumb. Oh, But that, we got Knuckles, Tails, and Sonic. We got Mr. Eggman. Got Big Show. Got motherfucking Mater.
You're Spike Dudley on the other side of the store.
Monsters and creatures.
No, he gonna go swimming, bro. He had goggles
on. He looked like Scuba Steve.
He's like, hey, guys. These fireworks ain't what they used to be.
He can walk around with his hands in his pocket with his thumb sticking out like, bro, what is you, Fonzie button?
Now eat your vegetables and take a shower now.
Just want to smack his head, bro. Just want to put some baby powder on my shit and smack it. Oh, shit, bro. Oh, fuck, then you got Velma. Yeah, fucking Velma got goddamn got motherfucking Man Ray.
You feel my friend. And the mystery machine.
Yes, bro. Yes, bro. Yes, bro. They all coming in motherfucking thing. Got Man Ray. Your motherfucking barnacle boy. Mermaid man.
Maybe.
You mad when he said that, bro? When he said that nigga look like. I'm talking about
him. He had the little crown on his head. The day they went to the fair.
Ain't no way, bro, that nigga look like that motherfucking jellyfish dude, bro. I'm fucking crying, bro. Oh, my, bro. Damn, bro. That shit was funny as fuck. Ain't no motherfucking way. Got fucking Barnacle Boy and Mermaid Man, bro.
We're gonna have to write down everybody. We're gonna have to get a roster.
Yeah, we got definitely gotta get a roster. Got motherfucking Bane. As Jay Lynn call him Bane. Nigga call him. Got Edge. Meep Meep is Christian. Got Christian and Edge. Got motherfucking. Got the Big Show. Got Bane. Got Bam Bam Bigelow.
Undertaker and Ball Barrel. Bear, whatever it
is. Steven Seagal.
Ken Shamrock.
Who the fuck blonde hair dude? Who the fuck blonde hair dude, bro, from wrestling, bro?
Oh, he just came back, too, the other day.
Bro.
No, he's talking about, hold on.
Bro.
He's with Edge and them.
Yes, bro. Blonde hair dude, bro.
I just seen it.
It's him and AJ Lee. That's their new name.
This guy, I see him right here.
shit was hilarious.
Gangrel?
Him and AJ Lee, bro. You know who I'm talking about? That's them two. And you got Batman and Harley Quinn. Yeah, motherfucking. Got what's that dude from Fairly Odd Parents? Crimson Chin. Got Crimson Chin and fucking Batman.
You're done. We're getting good.
Got motherfucking, got Man Ray in the corner. Got Steven Seagal behind Bane. Got Mater sitting next to Big Show.
Now we're never gonna guess what he finishes. You gotta edit that part out. They go, no.
I don't give a fuck. Got Edge in the back, getting ready to spear somebody. You was fucking around, you about got speared today.
You wish he speared me? Drugging them. I tripped him. But if I looked over, bro, and I would have seen. I would have fucking lost. I probably would let him do it.
Just to be honest, got by. He took so hard to do it. I'd be proud of him.
That nigga would have ran and speared. I swear to God, I would have F5'd.
The wrong guy.
Like, huh? Fucking Don Cole, you ain't went to fucking Stone Cold. Huh?
All the bodies be on the ground. He's like, huh?
Fucking goddamn mermaid man coming there, fucking angle slam a nigga.
Look at angle slam.
Whoever mermaid man coming there, angle slam. Barnacle boy about to choke slam somebody. Were you funny as hell for that one? But I'm telling you, bro, when you looked over, you think something funny? He said, oh my. I was like, damn, bro, I was really thinking that at work. Like, what does nigga just like, on this day? You just hear that shit and you just see the fucking sparks come out and you just see, pow, and you just get fucking speared. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm going to cops.
Someone my help. My ribs are gonna be broke.
Yeah, I'm F5ing a nigga, bro. I'm thinking I'm Brock Lesnar, bro.
That baby gone here.
Bro, boy.
You better do the book of these better room.
Boy, motherfucker, bro. Get the table. Fuck you, me. Huh? Go get Spike Dudley.
He'll come in there like 7.
Get fucking Steve Urkel.
You were like, get the ring. You'd be like, David, do you hear me? Get the fucking ring.
Oh my god, a Chevy tattoo on his leg.
The whole leg was just like,
bro, a fucking Chevy goddamn Silverado on that.
For defeat Chevy cars.
My man got Camaro and Corvette.
Like a Ford pickup truck.
Man, hey, big dog, what's on your leg? A dealership?
My car's for sale.
Ain't one 1500? Get one, get a blue air gasket.
With the prices underneath them.
Fucking crying.
That'd be retarded. Make you sell you and get scratched out.
Bro, gotta go get that covered. That bitch blacked out. Like, me and her coloring on that bitch with a Sharpie. Like, whip, this one's old. Motherfucker. But hell no, I wonder, like, what all them motherfuckers got all them kids. Like, what they do with all their kids' names tattooed on them with the year. Like, how you supposed to know? Like, you got 15 kids. Like, motherfucker, like, How you supposed to take care of 15? the one bitch was like 12 cans of counting or some shit on TLC. I'm like, huh? Huh? Why you got 12 kids? Why you got more? Why you making more? Stop!
You know what? You know we could have been making money right now? We, like, had, like, Team Mom? We could have, boy, we could have been millionaires.
No. You think they would have gave a fuck about us?
Why not? Or you had to be assholes. Then boom, you're on TV. Boom, there's like 30 seasons.
There's so many motherfuckers I knew that had a kid when they was a teenager, bro, and they ain't on no Team Mom, bro.
Well, we're gonna blow up. That's why. We'll have some crazy ass story.
Their mom was a crack addict. They was out there fucking snorting dope on a goddamn counter and shit.
Damn.
That's how it be. Huh. They turn into scoots, bro, on the count, on the corners. Pop locking and hopping and dropping it, bro.
That's all right.
Huh? That's all right.
You can run after that.
Run.
Get your money and...
I'm running ass over like GTA. Wow, get my money.
Oh, hell no. We do an episode, I'm getting out. They said cut, I'm leaving with the camera crew. I know y'all ain't gonna do nothing when the camera's rolling.
Fuck this cheated. This fucking said Maury.
The Bachelor.
Motherfucking Donald Springer. Donald Jerry Springer.
You know what I'm saying about the Bachelor too, right? When the camera's cut off, right? And everyone's all alone, right? How you know they're not going over there, the guy not coming back and partying with the people?
That and the one thing where they in there. Who is it? Was it Big Guys Club or some shit like that? Where they're in, like, sleeping in the house together and shit.
Oh, like, Big Brother? Yeah, like, shit like that? Yeah.
That shit weird. That shit just weird and weird.
Mm. I mean, you kind of like Jersey Shore, but that's different, though.
No, nah, Jersey Shore.
Not fighting for money. Playing for money.
Jersey Shore was just different. They was actually, like, cool.
That'd be awesome. I always wanted to go be like that when I grew up. Like, have a house. And they had the Alabama thing, and that dude died. Mm-hmm. That was in West Virginia, too, wasn't it? Mm-mm.
Get a motherfucking Airbnb. Got that motherfucker 8 bottles of Hennessy.
Hmm?
Motherfucking eight woods I can see. Motherfucker. We going to party. See, we can't see.
No Airbnb. They probably watched you.
I don't care.
They're probably like, ooh, look at that.
They can come in, and they're going to get a rude awakening. Ooh, they can say, ooh, my gun goes boom.
They can get one of those.
As soon as they can say, ooh, they're going to say, ow.
What if it's the owner?
What is he going to do? I'm paying for it. What are you going to say? You can't drink in here? Bitch, this sign didn't say no alcohol. He can't say no marijuana. I'll be outside.
It's herbs, brother. Herbs, brother.
Alcohol.
Nuh-uh.
Damn. No more juice, man.
Mm-mm. Miss juice, buddy.
Fucking this man!
I did the oi the one day. Anyone in there?
I thought I heard her. I looked back and it was like, he was in there.
Need to see the juice man.
We're getting Big Pete.
When? When's he come back?
End of June.
End of June?
Yeah, I think the end of June. You nice. See the new dude, bro? He look like Mark Henry. Mixed with Titus O'Neil a little bit.
Hey.
I said, what the fuck is this? What the fuck? We got the whole wrestling crew in this motherfucker, bro. Motherfucker can start a whole WrestleMania, bro. Why ain't we never thought of that?
We started a Royal Rumble.
Might as well.
A cage match.
Oh, hell no.
First one to leave the room.
Oh, smacking shit at somebody with a chair.
Well, first two people, because you got two doors.
I'm pushing motherfuckers out them bitches. I'm stunnering somebody. I'm RKOing somebody. I'm chokeslamming somebody. I'm Big Show punching the shit out of somebody. I'm motherfucking...
Putting people through the cupboards.
No, I'm putting motherfuckers through them tables. I'm angle slamming a nigga through the table.
Smacking someone with the air fryer.
Damn. The air fryer? The basket or the whole air fryer?
The whole thing.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to take the basket out, hit him somewhere with it, right? Damn. No, I'm going to take the whole air fryer, throw it.
Damn.
I'm going to boil a pot of coffee. Oh, I'm going to move the pot, put some potato in there, and burn them.
Oh, fuck. I'm smoking them with the Keurig. Picking a water machine up and eating that.
Blasting them with the fucking mug.
Oh, fuck. I'm emptying the refrigerators. Smacking niggas with old mustard.
I'm throwing a refrigerator on someone.
Well, fuck, you can't move them.
Okay.
What the fuck? I'm throwing a vending machine.
Get a jack to move.
I'm throwing a vending machine on a nigga.
Yeah, I'm getting snacks then. I'm like, oh, let me get a bag of pretzels real quick.
Some buffalo fucking pretzel bites. Give me them. Slaters.
Ooh, pretzels do sound fire. Shh, no talking about food. Anyways. Maybe if we really can start brawling in there.
I would do it. I'm standing on that little island in the back part. I'm fucking swanton bombing on somebody, bro.
Jesus.
Fucking frog splashing. Rod Van Dam, motherfucking Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero frog splashed them niggas, dude.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I'm going full knees to chin extension. Bow. Motherfucking Mark Henry, fucking world strongest slam, my nigga. Like, wham. Type shit.
You better know.
Yeah. Now my Big Show, like,
put him in a cripple crossface. Put him in a cripple crossface.
What the fuck this look like? This is not Chris Benoit, motherfucker.
I don't care. I'm him.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Feds? FBI found him. Oh, you Chris Benoit now? Oh, Lord.
They got me put myself in it. So they're like, folded up.
I always want to bro kick somebody in the head.
I want to give someone a clothesline from hell.
Imagine just like, if you got him in a headlock, you spin around and pull towards him, and you're just like, wow.
Oh, imagine doing the new dude, his spear. No. Double bouncing off the ropes.
I don't have time. I don't have time to like run at 20 something miles per hour and connect with somebody's body that I know I have a chance of rupturing their spleen, their organs, their,
That'd be cool, dude. That'd be so cool. Let's run that fast. I'm...
Oh, kill a motherfucker. I want to tombstone somebody.
Nah, because I could really fuck up and kill someone.
Yeah.
It's not okay to spear someone like that, but you can tombstone them.
Tombstone is the reason they're supposed to die. It's called a tombstone. Fucking spear? You're fucking exploding somebody's stomach. They're shitting themselves.
I'm breaking someone's neck the other way. What's...
I'd rather end it as quick as I can.
I don't care. I'm not the one dying.
Not the one dying.
I'm not the one getting speared to death or fucking tombstone to death.
Can't say that. On other note, bro, this water been sitting down here for what, almost 2 months? Best if used by 29 September 25.
29 September 25?
Yeah, 29th of September 2025.
Oh, 29th of September.
This bitch cold.
You good, bro?
I was waiting for it to do a little, and it freeze. But I don't guess that they're freezing temperature.
Well, no, they get frozen.
Fuck!
I wonder if it could freeze, though. Maybe if you put it on the floor. The basement get cold enough.
All right, so this is where we're gonna let the podcast know what you're about to do for your birthday. We gotta figure out what you're doing for your birthday, right? The podcast needs to know.
What I'm gonna do for my birthday? Yeah, podcast needs to know. I don't even know. It's gonna be rainy. I gotta work that night, so probably nothing. I probably do something Saturday night if I do
anything. The podcast says that you gotta. You gotta have fun on your birthday. You gotta go out to eat on your
birthday. See, Sunday, there's a chance of rain.
At what time?
2:00.
I've been moving this goddamn mic around and got all these goddamn little merch on the goddamn.
This be. Oh my god. It's 57 degrees at 7 o'clock. It's supposed to be 59. It hit 60 at 9 o'clock. Huh? It's too damn cold. Ain't nothing to do.